20% of children this year boycotted the 3rd through 8th grade math and English tests associated with the Common Core learning standards. Commissioner Elia says parents absolutely have the right to opt their kids out of the state standardized tests, but she says she still wants to talk to them to try to bring them back to the fold.
That's one of the things that parents should be making decisions on, but I think we haven't done enough communication so that parents, if they understand it and they still want their child to opt out, that certainly is their right.
Elia received some blowback when she talked about a toolkit she's putting together to help school administrators in schools where the boycott rate was high, including talking to the state education department's lawyers, as first reported in Politico. Some lawmakers, including Jim Todisco of Schenectady, a former teacher, viewed that as a warning. Todisco, speaking last week, called it a goon squad.
And they're going to intimidate the parents now.
Commissioner Elia says her remarks were misinterpreted. She says school superintendents with high test boycott rates have requested that she put together resources to help them reverse the trend. She says the superintendents wanted her to talk to state education department lawyers about the legalities of administering the unpopular tests.
Superintendents have asked me, is it the law? Exactly what does this mean for us? What are the ramifications of this in terms of the federal law? So it would seem to me the logical thing for me to do as the commissioner in the state is to find out the answers to those questions and tell my colleagues that. That's what I said. This is not a threat.
Robert Lowry, the spokesman for the New York State Council of School Superintendents, says some superintendents did indeed ask for help. Others are trying on their own to convince students to participate. But he says many more believe that the tests themselves are fundamentally flawed.
The real issue is the tests have to change. You know, parents are upset for a reason. The tests are too long. The preparation doesn't seem to have been well thought out. And the information that comes back is often too limited and too late to be useful.
Commissioner Elia admits the current tests are flawed.
I've had teachers tell me the tests are too long. I've had them say they don't think they're matched to the standards. We've done a lot of work in matching and looking to see that that's done. But I would tell you, I think that they are long.
The first week that the new education commissioner began her job in July, the State Board of Regents announced it was not renewing a contract with the testing company Pearson and beginning a new arrangement with the company Questar. Elia says teachers will have more say in the new tests, similar to the older traditions of New York's own Regents exams. But she says that will take time, and it will be the 2017-18 school year before the new tests are fully ready. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.